Big FM 93.7. Time for Dial a Doc today, FHN Dial a Doc. And we're joined by two guests today for our topic today. World Breastfeeding Week is this week. And then World Breastfeeding Month is the entire month of August. And we're joined by two guests today, Annette Geilenfeld, who is the FHN registered nurse and obstetrics, and Amanda Veeder, who is FHN family nurse practitioner. We're going to start with Amanda Veeder here today. Amanda, this week is World Breastfeeding Week, and then the whole month of August is actually World Breastfeeding Month. Can you tell us about what this all is about here?
Absolutely. World Breastfeeding Week is celebrated every year to promote breastfeeding worldwide. It's a great time for everyone to learn about breastfeeding and help promote breastfeeding in the community. World Breastfeeding Week is celebrated in the first week of August to commemorate UNICEF's official declaration of breastfeeding promotion and support of mothers and babies worldwide.
And Amanda, what is the worldwide theme for World Breastfeeding Week here this year?
The World Breastfeeding Alliance, Breastfeeding Action, has declared this year's theme to be Enabling Breastfeeding, Making a Difference for Working Parents. And this theme recognizes that communities need to take efforts to help parents to continue breastfeeding because many mothers return to the workplace after the birth of their child. Workplaces can provide breastfeeding mothers with a private space to express breast milk and provide adequate breaks for milk expression. Workplaces can take these simple steps to help mothers meet their breastfeeding goals because it has been shown that breastfeeding mothers have less illness to their child and thus miss fewer days of work for illness.
We're joined with Amanda Veeder, FHN family nurse practitioner, here today on Dial a Doc. And Amanda, I imagine FHN is a strong proponent of breastfeeding. Are you able to describe the goals of this effort?
FHN really wants mothers to be successful with breastfeeding so that way mothers can meet their own personal goals. FHN supports all families who choose to breastfeed, and after delivery, nurses and lactation specialists help mothers to start breastfeeding right away and then in the early days while they're in the hospital. If families need extra help with breastfeeding after they're home, there are lactation specialists who can meet with families and answer questions when concerns arise. FHN staff supports mothers in the early days, and this helps them to be on track to meet their long-term breastfeeding goals.
And Amanda, are you able to tell our listeners why breastfeeding is important?
Absolutely. Breastfeeding is really the way that nature intended for humans to feed their babies and is far superior to formula feeding. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months, followed by continued breastfeeding with complementary foods for at least 2 years and even beyond, as long as it's mutually desired by the mother and the child. Breastfeeding is important because of the substantial benefits to babies, such as decreased risk of ear infections, respiratory infections, asthma, atopic dermatitis, and many other conditions. And mothers also benefit from breastfeeding due to reduced risk of hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes, and even certain cancers. And even though some parents might not meet their goal of breastfeeding for at least 6 months, any breastfeeding can provide substantial benefits.
We're talking with Amanda Veeder, FHN family nurse practitioner, here today on Dial a Doc. And Amanda, before I let you go here, are there reasons a mom might not want to breastfeed? And if so, what are the alternatives that you would recommend?
Well, you know, all parents should really breastfeed their infants. There are many myths out there, and there's incorrect pieces of information that families are told about breastfeeding. But if families can receive adequate education about breastfeeding and then receive needed support when challenges arise, then most mothers, or almost all mothers, can meet their goals and successfully breastfeed their children. One common myth that many families believe is that you can't breastfeed after you go back to work, but many mothers need to go back to the workplace after the birth of their child, and these mothers often need to use a breast pump to express their milk for their child when they are separated.
Amanda Veeder, FHN family nurse practitioner, here this morning on Dial a Doc. We're also joined by Annette Geilenfeld, FHN registered nurse and obstetrics. Look at that. I can say it this time. Annette, what kinds of breastfeeding support does FHN offer families and new moms in particular?
Sure. FHN offers a prenatal breastfeeding class 6 times a year. The expectant mother is encouraged to attend with her partner or family support person to learn about breastfeeding, how to initiate breastfeeding successfully, combining working and breastfeeding, handling the challenges that may arise, and who to contact for support or questions. Every mother and baby dyad is strongly encouraged to have a postpartum express visit within 24 to 48 hours of their discharge, where an OB nurse will assess that mother-baby dyad, answer any questions that have come up since they left the hospital, and contact the OB or pediatrician provider on call with any concerns. If breastfeeding concerns are present, they will meet with one of our two OBRNs that are International Board Certified Lactation Consultants. Mothers are also encouraged to call FHN Memorial Hospital Birthing Center to speak to Kim or myself about breastfeeding concerns, or email us at www.breastfeedingsupport@fhn.org. Outpatient lactation consultants are available by appointment, and many insurances cover these services. FHN also has their two family nurse practitioners, Tamisha Bonvillian and Amanda, who's on the call with me. They are also International Board Certified Lactation Consultants and see patients at FHN Family Health Center at Burchard Hills and the FHN Joe Davis Family Health Care Center in Stockton. Utilizing these nurse practitioners as a parent's newborn primary health care provider can be particularly helpful if breastfeeding questions or challenges arise.
And Annette, FHN is partnering with the Stephenson County Health Department for the Breastfeeding Task Force. What role does the health department play in encouraging breastfeeding?
They are terrific over there. We joined forces together about 2 years ago. The Stephenson County Health Department also has a International Board Certified Lactation Consultant, two Certified Lactation Counselors, and several Certified Lactation Specialists that represent many of their mother, baby, and family programs like WIC, Family Connects, Breastfeeding Peer Counselor, Healthy Families of Illinois Doulas Program, where these persons will meet with the pregnant woman during the pregnancy, providing them with breastfeeding education and support, and will also meet the new mother after delivery to provide support and referral if needed.
We're talking with Annette Geilenfeld, FHN registered nurse in obstetrics here today on Dial a Doc. And Annette, before I let you go, how can someone sign up for FHN classes in these areas or learn more in general?
Sure. Expectant parents can sign up for the prenatal breastfeeding class by going to www.fhn.org and signing up through the community dropdown and training and education tab. They can also call the FHN Memorial Hospital Family Birthing Center at 815-599-6244 to sign up for any of our classes, prenatal, sibling, or the breastfeeding class.
It's Annette Geilenfeld, FHN registered nurse in obstetrics. Also Amanda Veter, FHN family nurse practitioner here today on Dial a Doc, talking about World Breastfeeding Week, which is this week, and World Breastfeeding Month, which is the whole month of August. That's Dial a Doc, brought to you by FHN.